30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Twitter is banning President Trump from its platform, citing risk of further incitement of violence. The social media giant said Friday, after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account, and the context around them, specifically how long they are being received and interpreted on and off Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. One Republican senator is dismissing the idea of impeaching President Trump.
Senator Roy Blunt calls Democrat talk of impeaching the president ridiculous, noting it would be virtually impossible. Blunt told a Missouri TV station, quote, "The speaker knows this is not going to happen. Senator Schumer knows this isn't going to happen. You don't have the time for it to happen, even if there was a reason. So there's no reason to debate this except just pure politics." Blunt is the highest-ranking Republican senator to weigh in on calls from Democrats to impeach the president after a mob entered the Capitol building on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
But news sources say articles of impeachment against President Trump have now been drafted by House Democrats, charging Mr. Trump with violating his constitutional duty by encouraging a crowd of his supporters to fight the certification of the Electoral College of Joe Biden's victory. It's the second time Congress has moved to impeach Mr. Trump. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. employers shed jobs last month for the first time since April while the unemployment rate leveled out.
The unemployment rate had been shrinking since the big spike in April, but that drop halted in December at 6.7%. With 140,000 jobs cut last month, the numbers suggest employers have hired roughly all the workers they can afford to after having laid off more than 22 million in the spring. The economy now has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the NASDAQ rose 134. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 404. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts is furloughing 140 managers across its Las Vegas properties. Company officials say the move comes as it anticipates business volume to remain low at the beginning of this new year. Like other gaming companies, MGM has conducted thousands of furloughs and layoffs since the COVID-19 pandemic began last March. Nearly 63,000 employees were furloughed last year, with 18,000 becoming permanently laid off this past August. Nevada casino floors are open at 25% capacity under Governor Sisolak's latest mandate, which is in place at least until next Friday. That's January 15th. Las Vegas Sands Chairman and CEO Sheldon Adelson is taking a medical leave of absence to resume his fight against cancer. The 87-year-old was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma in February of 2019. Well, Nevada State College says it will drop students, will not drop students, big difference. Nevada State College will not drop students for non-payment of tuition during the spring semester due to the COVID-19 outbreak. College officials say students with a past due balance on their account won't be dropped, which began on January 19th to create a payment plan.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, we're getting some heavy volumes in several areas right now. US 95 North at Craig, West 95 at Jones. Heavy volumes there on the Southern Beltway too. 215 westbound, that's past Green Valley. Look for congestion too on the Northern Beltway. That is the 215 at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one, time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local. Brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Have you seen those? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Let me bring you up to speed on what's going on. There is a draft of an impeachment article that has been drawn up by the Democrats in the House. It is possibly going to be entered on Monday. We still have 12 days to go of the Trump presidency. 12 days till Inauguration Day. And we may spend much of this dealing with impeachment. The options are, according to Nancy Pelosi, he can resign, talking about the president, he can resign, he can be ousted via the 25th Amendment. Mike Pence says that there's no way. It's not going to happen. And the other is impeachment. Now, impeachment takes a while to do. And once you get to the Senate, there's no telling if they would have a two-thirds vote of the United States Senate to convict. don't think it's going to happen. So we may end up with a twice-impeached president who has never been convicted. So go figure. It's been a tumultuous week here in southern Nevada, but in northern Nevada as well and around our country. Let's check in with my buddy Rico Walter. It's been a couple of weeks because of the holidays. We've been on best ofs. And Rico, it's good to have you back, my friend. I missed you.
How are you, Kevin? I missed you, too.
What did you make of all of this week, the riot at the Capitol? I'm not sure how much of that you saw, but I watched all of it.
Yeah, I watched it. I really want to get to the bottom of who is responsible for it. I'm not certain that it was Trump supporters that did it. I'm not certain that it wasn't Antifa people bearing Trump banners who are responsible. That is totally in their wheelhouse to do something like that. But it may have been Trump supporters. I don't know. If it was Trump supporters, shame on them. I wish they hadn't done it. It didn't help things.
But can I tell you, Rico, and again, I don't have a law enforcement background, but it just did not fit the MO of MAGA folks.
Not at all.
We're law-abiding. You know, we love cops. We're not going to confront them. We revere our nation's capital. I mean, it's a shrine for most of us.
Absolutely.
And any thoughts as to what happens if we find out that it wasn't MAGA people? It's just people. It's just Antifa people that bought for $10 a Make America Great hat, a red hat, and black garb otherwise. What happens if we find out 6 months from now or 3 months from now that it wasn't Trump's fault?
Well, it'll never be broadcast on the mainstream media, so the average citizen will never know. We may hear about it on your show. We may hear about it on Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin, something like that. But they're not going to hear about it in any of the mainstream media. And I think that Twitter, Facebook, and all of those mediums are going to double down on shutting out conservatives from speech on their platforms, which is a good reason to switch to other, like Parler or some other medium, rather than those commie ones.
Now, explain to me, and in fact, next week we'll have Brian Kipp from the SKC Group on the show. We'll book him because he knows all about Parler and what is it? Is there one called Rumble?
Yes, I think it's Rumble. Yeah, I use Parler.
And how is it different? How is it different than Twitter?
Well, it's truly a platform. Rather, they don't do editing with extremely limited cases. Will they edit content? It pretty much is a freewheeling place where ideas can be shared, and you know, some are contentious and unpleasant, but you know, the world is a contentious, unpleasant place a lot of the time, and free speech is often not pretty speech, you know, and we need that.
Let me ask you, we have seen, in fact I branded on Wednesday, I branded the upheaval as cathartic. And that I imagine for a lot of Trump followers who flew from across the country, from Portland, from Vegas, from all over the place, full flights to our nation's capital for this one event, that a lot of people, this was a catharsis. This was, you know, we lost November 3rd. We've lost every court battle that we've been involved in. And we just lost two Senate seats, and we've given the Senate over to Chuck Schumer. And that maybe this was just a catharsis of people coming together and, you know, trying to feel better about this thing. Because nobody feels good about it.
Well, we've all had time now to sleep. I was so down in the dumps. Kevin, I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I was so down that it was, you know, I was thinking about how many 223 shells I had in my safe. You know, that's what I felt like. It was so, it was such a down in the dumps time for me. I'm recovered now, and I know that you know, God is still in his heaven, and we're still America. And I want to point out to your listeners some things that distinguish us from every other nation that's faced the onslaught of Marxism. No other nation that has faced Marxism of this type had a middle class, a very strong, powerful middle class. They did not have the right to keep and bear arms and a history of doing so, had they had not ever experienced true freedom, which every American has. We are not going to give those things up. And so we have a lot of ammo, ideologically speaking, in our corner that no one else has ever had and has faced this kind of assault. And I assure you that middle America will rise up if it came right down to the, you know, really ugly, where it became more than a political battle. It becomes something worse. Middle America is filled with courageous. I consider myself part of middle America. I'm an old man. But middle America will rise up, and we will prevent the loss of our freedom. And, I'm feeling more encouraged. You know what's ironic? You know who the most powerful person in the legislative branch is today?
Who?
Joe Manchin.
Yeah.
Joe Manchin.
No,
I mean,
you're right.
He has just been elevated to a position of incredible power. And Mike Kelly, there's a couple others.
Explain what it is that Joe Manchin said during the campaign where he essentially promised not to do away with the filibuster. And to not pack the courts.
Well, without the without eliminating cloture, they can't pack the court. And if Joe Manchin he's promised and pledged he will not vote to pack the court. And I think there will be other Democrats who will shy away from that as well. Because you know what? They're just one election away from Republicans taking control. And what's to prevent them from making four states out of Texas?
Seriously. Oh, there you go.
Why can Texas not split into multiple states? Why can we not, allow a nation like, part of Canada, British Columbia is, they voted, they had an advisory vote to join the United States and it passed overwhelmingly. There's all kinds of things that they open up that they would be the victim of if they do this. So I kind of think that's an outside shot that we see Puerto Rico and D.C. come in the States, and I think it's an outside shot that they pack the court.
And by the way, just so you know, Muriel Bowser yesterday, one of the things on her mind at her news conference there in D.C. the day after the riot was that she wants to have D.C. statehood on the president's desk in the first 100 days. So there's going to be a full court press, we know. The big question is, when does it all begin?
Yeah, I don't think they'll succeed at that, but boy, God help us if they do. That's that guarantees them two Senate seats for forevermore.
More coming up with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. We'll talk about kind of the take the temperature of Northern Nevada after a bunch of tough losses. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose
your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Rico Aller on board. He's the owner of Carson Insulation in Northern Nevada. Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House on 50 Highway East. Rico, I know that there's been a lot of criticism of the policing, and that the Capitol Police and the Senate Sergeant at Arms, they had no clue what was going on. Heads have begun to roll. Any surprise there?
I'm not sure that they didn't know what was going on. I'm not sure they weren't instructed to do just what they did. I wouldn't be surprised one bit. We respect the police, deeply respect policing as conservatives. But in every police department that is run by Democrats, there are very political people are promoted to the highest positions in those police forces. That's why in Atlanta you saw the police rejecting poll watchers on November 3rd. That's why it happened in Philadelphia, the same thing. You had Democrat politicians controlling those high-ranking police officers in the organization, and they acted very badly. And I would not be surprised to learn that a similar thing happened in Washington, D.C. the other day.
I want to ask you a question I've been dying to ask somebody, and you just brought it up. All of these machines and the signature verification, all of these things worked well in Texas, in Ohio, in Florida. Why did it not work in states like Nevada, Georgia?
They didn't want it to, Kevin. It didn't serve their purposes. Having confusion and a cluster like that was exactly what they needed to be able to accomplish the theft of the election, and they pulled it off. And by the way, the Georgia election for the two senators was stolen exactly the way the presidential election was stolen. And I assure you that it has a great deal to do with Dominion software.
Wow. And Dominion wanted to sue people, was starting to sue people. I don't know if that's still going to go through. So what's wrong with the machines?
Well, they use an algorithm where they can switch votes, and they can do it from outside, from off-site. They can do it from anywhere in the world, in fact, if they have access to the computer via the Internet. And that's what I believe they did. And they switch, you know, a percentage. It might be 12% of the votes. They switch from Trump to Biden, and that takes 12% away from Trump and adds 12% to Biden. I do not for a minute believe that Biden got the kind of vote that he got. I think that Trump won the election legitimately in a landslide. I think he probably won by 2 or 3 million votes nationwide. And it was just simply stolen. And that's why people are so angry right now. So many good people are angry because this was a stolen election. This isn't a legitimate election. And now we're going to have to live with the consequences of the idiocy of so many Americans who are just fools. They're just fools. They have no idea. The very people that are promoting this Marxist agenda are the ones that will be harmed first. If you look at history, the academics were the first ones killed all over the world. It's the academics. And then it's the media. They take over the media and control it, and they eliminate gay people. They eliminate anyone that is different from the norm, what they consider the norm. And that includes academics. They burn the books, burn the schools, and kill the people.
So what do we do for 2022?
We gird our loins and get ready for battle, but I think that 2022 is going to be a very, very good year for us because we're going to see the results of Democrat activities. Can you know, now, I may be mistaken at this, but my understanding is that the House has to also approve additional statehood. I don't think that's strictly a Senate function. I think the Senate leads it, but I think it requires a vote of the congressional members as well. And there are only 9 more Democrats than there are Republicans, and there are about 60 of them in incredibly competitive seats that are going to lose, or very likely to lose, and they're not going to want to vote for something like that. I could see a lot of attrition on the part of Democrats when that vote comes up.
So how is it that we're going to change? We've got a Democrat Senate, a Democrat House, albeit not as large a margin. We've got a Democrat president. We've got AOC and the squad waiting in the wings. They all want their piece of the pie. How are we going to do this? How are we going to ban the Dominion software?
Well, it's going to have to be done in a state-by-state basis. The Pennsylvania legislature is essentially a Republican legislature. They may be wimpy, weak-kneed Republicans, but they are Republicans. And they have the power to influence the actions. Raffensperger is history. He will never get elected to a seat in Pennsylvania as long as he lives, ever again. He's toast, unless he runs as a Democrat. But I don't think that's going to happen. But the legislatures have power over that. In Georgia, they have the power to do that. In Pennsylvania, they have the power to do that. Wisconsin, and to some degree in Michigan. So, you know, we don't need to change all of them. But if they can get that under control. And evidence is going to mount as to what the corruption is. They can't hide something like this. There's too many really good computer hackers in the world. I mean, too many really, really good ones who will find a way in, and they'll be able to show what they did. It may not happen. It certainly didn't happen soon enough to suit me, but it will happen, and they'll be able to prove that they did alter the votes.
And you're convinced that in 2022, we could conceivably take back the House, take back the Senate, and change things around dramatically.
Well, I don't know about the Senate because we have more Republican seats up than Democrat seats in 2022 in the Senate. But in the House, I think it's way more than likely that we not only gain retake the House, but take it by a good margin. I think we could gain 40 to 60 seats. That's not an unusual thing at all in this circumstance, and particularly in light of the fact that you're going to see so many leftist things being done by the administration and by the legislature and the Senate, that the people are going to rebel against that. They're going to respond to it by electing Republicans.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. Rico, it's good to have you back, my friend. I missed you for a couple of weeks, but we're back together, and it's always good to visit with you. And if I'm assuming if folks are up in northern Nevada, if they're up in Mound House, look for that big, beautiful blue building and come on by. You always have